Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God, and bring their disputes to him. Teach them the decrees and the laws, and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. But select capable men from all people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves, and that will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. And if you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. Exodus 18:17-24. Good morning and welcome to a Sunday Morning Thought. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Community Covenant Church in Huntley, Minnesota. And I would like to extend to you an invitation to come together with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. as we gather to worship and praise the Lord. Come join us in song and in prayer, in praise for the love showered upon us by the Lord our God, for the faithfulness of his word, for his mercy that is new every morning, and for the work of his right hand. Stand in awe of the power and majesty of who he is, and exalt him because he is who he is, the one true God. And come seeking his face, seeking his hand, seeking the infilling of his Holy Spirit. As sinners we gather, remembering from where we have come and looking forward to where we are going. We all struggle. We are all prone to wander. We all fall. And we all need one another. We can see God through the eyes of those who walk with us and have walked before us. And his Holy Spirit gives us understanding as to what we see, to the words we hear, and the changes that are being made in each of us. I started out today reading the Psalms. And I'm so thankful to God for David, and to David for the heart he had for God. He spoke to God of all things, when he was joyous, when he prevailed in battle, when he reached his lowest points, when he was concerned and fearful for his safety, and when he did not know where to go next or when conviction fell upon him. He always turned to the Lord, who was his refuge, who preserved him, who would shelter and strengthen him, who looked after him and comforted him. And like David, where else can we go but to the Lord? But as my notes in my confirmation workbook caught my eye, I saw written Exodus 18:13-27 with no other notation beside it, and so naturally I had to go check it out. I saw through Jethro that God was leading and guiding Moses in setting up a form of government for the newly freed people of Israel. And there were three things that Jethro told Moses that are key things that have been lost for generations within our own leadership at all levels of governing bodies today: seeking God's will, following God's decrees and laws, and men who fear God. Jethro said to Moses, "You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them the decrees and the laws and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform, but select capable men from all people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain." It has been generations since we as a nation have seen leadership that has filled this role as it should be filled. We stand today a nation divided on so many fronts, with so many ideals, and with so many wanting to have the power to covet this land. In 1962, prayers were taken out of the schools, and there was a simple prayer repeated by many school children up until that day. It said, "Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee, and we beg thy blessing upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country." And so the battle heated up. And so came the court decision starting the yet contested and heated battle over church and state. And what would soon follow were the first shots fired for the sexual revolution, and the wounded and casualties would be those found to have contracted sexual diseases and the countless unwed girls who were being called into a life of motherhood, children themselves faced with raising a child as they grew also. Many chose to give up their children for adoption, and many would come to seek other means of moving forward from an unwanted pregnancy. And suddenly sex was no longer about starting families as husbands and wives, but it became something to experience. It became a way of life, an accepted way of life. When you were lonely, you looked for someone to comfort you. When you had an urge, you found someone to meet your need. And when you were partying and having so much fun, it just seemed right to complete the night. The reasons are probably countless as to the why people did what they did. And justifications were just as easy to find as breath is. They were just there. Adultery became acceptable as long as it was under the radar and no one needed to be the wiser. Single-parent households were on the rise. Men no longer were in the lives of their children. And then came the abortion mills. Divorce rates skyrocketed, and living together became the norm. Today you do not hear about the divorce rates because people are not getting married anymore. And soon we crossed another threshold, same-sex marriage, where procreation is not possible, nor was it ever intended to be. And so what has all this to do with the passage of Scripture, you ask? Well, God set in place a path to walk on and to live by. He gave man the opportunity for freedom when he set man in the midst of the garden, and the only rule he placed before him was not to eat of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. And Adam could not keep that one rule. I doubt very much that when the sun rose that morning that either Adam or Eve had in mind to disobey God, but that's exactly what they did. They doubted his word, they doubted him. And in that they made a choice that led to the downfall of not only them, but of all mankind. Do you still not believe we are in this together? We have in this day chosen to put into place lawmakers who would spit in the face of God given the opportunity, and yet they present themselves as righteous men. Righteous in their own eyes and in the eyes of man, men who think as they do and act as they do, contrary to the will of God. There is no one man who can lead a people. He is in need of men who will walk with him, who will call upon the name of the Lord for help and for guidance. And yes, Moses was a great leader, and he took counsel from the men God used to help direct him, and he heard what God said, and he obeyed, teaching the people God's laws and decrees. Today it is not God's law that men fear, for they fear no law. Today, every law can be circumnavigated by someone, whether it is the one who has been given the duty of upholding the law or the one to whom the following of the law has come into question. When we do not follow the law, God's law, we are bound to fail, to fall, and there's no way around it. We do not know better than the Creator. We do not know ourselves better than the one who created us. We are not constantly evolving. But through the Lord Jesus Christ and through being born again, we are being transformed. You cannot change who you are, but you can continue down the current path you are on that will end in such darkness that when you turn around and try to go back the way you came, you will see no path. And until you call out to be rescued and saved, there you will stand. God beckons you to step into the light. God calls you out of the darkness, out of the chaos and confusion that fills this world. God calls you out and sets you on a path that will lead you home to be with Him. The only light on that path is that which shines from the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop putting your trust in men. Stop being deceived by their words. Seek the Lord. Sit with David in the Psalms and give your heart, every bit of it, to the Lord your God. Get off the fence, Christians. It's not man's justice we seek, that of social justice among men, but of the justice of God through the leadership of godly men. Jesus came to save, to give life, not to take it. Like him, we come to the Lord of our own free will, and we lay down our life, and like him and through him, we pick it up again. And we proclaim to the world who God is. who Jesus is, and that there is only one way to the Father, and that through Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Men will deceive you. They will steal your heart and your life. It's in their nature. Who will you trust? And in whom will you take refuge? Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. And I said to the Lord, You are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. Psalm 16, verses 1 and 2.